Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up.
Good evening. You're on the air with Waking Up with Linda McCann. It is Thursday. I missed you. Sunday, I know everybody was at the Super Bowl parties. I had to travel around to several. But today we have Miss Stephanie Haynes coming on with us. And she's going to be talking about relationships. And she says relationships with fathers or significant male figures influence how women relate to the men in their lives. You know, Stephanie is a person that about body, mind, and spirit, and she gives us a lot of information, and we have a lot of fun when Stephanie Haynes is with us. This evening, we're going to get started. It's a short evening because, you know, winter sessions are ending out there for all of us scholars, and we're getting ready to start next week back to the regular sessions. For those of you who have taken those accelerated courses, please sit down and soak your feet. Get your brains ready for next week. We're going to bring on Ms. Stephanie Haynes so we can get started. Stephanie Haynes, is that you on the line with us this evening?
Yes, Ms. Linda. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Thank you so much. I know this is a crazy, crazy week for you, and you're taking out time. You're coming in early, and we're going to wrap it up early, so I'm not going to take up too much time. I told the listeners that we will be talking about relationships this evening. Is that correct, or has that changed?
That's correct.
Okay. Yes, well, you know, I'm going to leave everything up to you. I'm not going to take up any more time and let you get rolling here. Listeners, we have Ms. Stephanie Haynes, the author of The Healing of the Wound. Stephanie, it's yours.
Yes. Good evening, listeners. This is Stephanie Haynes. I will be speaking today on relationship with fathers and significant male figures. So, you know, relationship with fathers or significant male figures influence how women relate to the men in their lives. During our formative years of early childhood, fathers or male role models teach us how men behave, what to expect from them, and how to respond to them. So the nature of these relationship forms are later response to men. In healthy, nurturing relationships, we learn to respond in unwholesome ways. Unhealthy responses cause distress and dissatisfaction. Abusive experiences teach women to expect to be treated poorly. Women of all ages are raped, sexually assaulted, robbed, and subjected to aggressive and simple assaults. So many tolerate poor treatments, hoping that if they hold out long enough, the negative behavior will stop. A low self-esteem. Women feel unworthy of love and stay in abusive situations trying to make themselves more appealing. The prospect of not having a man in their lives intimidates others, and they submit to mistreatment rather than go alone. The eyes are the most telling. The distance, the cheerless gaze penetrates between its immediate path without sparkles. Let me read that again. The eyes are the most telling. Cheerless gaze penetrates beyond its immediate path without sparkle. We often choose men like our fathers, like I did when I was growing up. My father was in the Navy, and every weekend, he would come home drunk. He would abuse my mother and the family. I would always say to myself that I would not marry a man that would abuse me. So what I found out in my later years is whatever we focus on is what we will manifest. Yes, I manifest a relationship with a man that has some of his characteristics. Knowing when entering a relationship, we dedicate all of our power to choose, to say no, to behave. To say no to the behavior that is unacceptable or demanding to our well-being. I'm going to read that again. I learned when entering a relationship, we dedicate all of our power to choose to say no to the behavior that is unacceptable or demanding to our well-being. When operating from fear, weakness, or insecurities, rather than from love and strength, relationships that we are used to seeing or that we are comfortable with. When we are loved and strong in our relationships, we recognize that we have the power to make choices that we uplift us rather than bring us down. We as women are made to be loved and cherished. However, it starts with us. We have to transform our own pain and struggles into medicine, meaning that whatever type of relationship we desire to have with a man, we must have it with ourselves first. For example, if we want our mate to love and respect us, we have to love and respect ourselves. Everything begins and ends with us. So, listeners, sit back, grab a piece of paper, and a pen. We're getting ready to answer some questions, really going deep inside, you know, to see where we are and why do we choose men like our fathers. Okay, so number one, why do women choose men like their father? Number two, what are some of the characteristics of the men you choose that are like your father? What do you have to change to stop attracting negative characteristics like your father? And listeners, just remember, everything is about you. It's not about the other individual. It's about you. What behavior you need to change. Number four, what inner transformation has to take place to attract the man you desire? When we forgive our fathers for the trauma he has caused us, we can create healthy and loving relationships with our mates. All right, so now we're going to have some boundaries. Setting boundaries for a relationship with males. Boundary number one, I have the right to take care of me. Number two, I have the right to protect my body and treat it with dignity and respect. Number three, I have the right to say no as many times as I need to. Number four, I have the right to participate in decision involving me, the right to walk away from a bad situation. Number six, I have the right to determine what is best for me. Number seven, I have the right to expect the best for me. Now, I have another quote. When you are in a loving and strong relationship, we recognize that we have the power to make choices that will uplift us rather than bring us down. Okay, back to the questions. Now, this is the relationship with men worksheet. So, number one, what attracts men to you? So, what qualities that you have that men like? Number two, what did they bring to the relationship? Number three, what did you expect from them? Number four, in what ways were your expectations communicated to them? Sometimes we get into relationships so blindly that we don't have no boundaries, no expectations. We're just in the relationship. So I have another quote for you. When both parties in a relationship knows what is expected of each other, the values important to both are clear. Clarity eliminates assumptions about what one person ought to know about the other person's needs and wants. Remember, your partner cannot read your mind. So communicating, getting other relationships is very important. So each party would know what to expect from each other. All right. So, some more questions. At what time do you allow yourself to be treated like a doormat? You know, we talked about early on about communicating, being assertive in our communicating, letting our partner know what we want in a relationship. So at what time do you allow yourself to be treated like a doormat? Is this when you are being non-assertive, being passive, go along with certain things that you know in your heart that you don't want to be doing? Next question. At what time do you allow yourself to be treated like fine crystal? Change can you make in your attitude and behavior? Next, what implicit and explicit message do you send to a man about yourself when you're engaging in casual sex? Now we have these relationships where it's a friend with benefits. Attachment. There's no emotional attachment. Maybe not on the male part, or even now they're the women. You know, they hit it and quit it. So what kind of messages are you sending? And that's why the conversation is very important at the beginning in a sexual relationship, because men, sometimes they don't put their heart in it. They just want the sex. And there are some women, they want the sex and more. What messages are you sending out there? Next question. How accurate are the message? Next. Are the message you intended to send? Are they the message you intended to send? You know, being congruent in what we're thinking and saying and doing is very important, because sometimes we can think something, action is showing something totally different. So it's very important that the message that we're sending is accurate, because a person can misread what you are saying. And next question, in what ways can you reflect change in how you treat yourself? Do you want a life that is inferior to what you deserve and can create? Next question, are you asking too much? What is your bottom line? Do you feel that you are nothing without a man who expects you to surrender your identity to him? I'm going to read that one again. Do you feel that you are nothing without a man who expects you to surrender your identity to him? And what ways can you create a fulfilling life? And what ways can you create a fulfilling life? Do you believe you can do it? And the last question, what do you want? So this is the conclusion of the second section we did of the healing of the wound. So my conclusion is the next step in your journey. You have to take complete control over your life. You have completed this workbook and taken the essence steps to the initial steps to empower yourself. You are now equipped with powerful tools to put into your toolbox that you can assess in any life situation. You have the ability to create for yourself a fulfilling and successful and healthy life. Be mindful and continue moving forward. Your inner healing is in your hands. So remember, daily exercise, rebalance and purify your life every day. Meditate. Stay in tune to your spiritual self. Number three, forgive. Always. Number four, pray without ceasing. Number five, love yourself before others can know yourself. And seven, be open to positive love from yourself and others. So I pray that your journey into inner healing and self-empowerment continue to fulfill you. So, Ms. Linda,
yes?
Do you have any questions for me this evening?
You know, I always have questions, but more so a statement. I'm so glad that you're on with us. And one thing that sticks in mind here, when you made the mention as you were going through the first questions, whatever your quote, whatever you focus on is what you will manifest. Can you sort of like elaborate a little bit on that? If you, meaning if you see yourself in the positive, if you see great things happening, if you see yourself focus on yourself attracting what you really need, this is what you'll manifest. Can you kind of like give us an example of that, please?
Well, you know, our thoughts have energy, right?
Right.
So whatever we focus on, that's what we call into our life.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's positive or negative.
Okay.
But sometimes we also create our own reality. Meaning
okay.
That the thoughts in our minds, we can create things that are not even there.
Okay.
And run with those things. So it's very important that what we desire and want, we focus on those things, the things that's going to be good and nurturing to ourselves and to our soul and to keep us in balance. And then those things will come to fruition in our lives. The negative things will come as well if we focus on the negative things.
Right.
Yeah, so it's very important that our mind, what we focus on, is it beneficial to our own lives?
At what you have, and I'm so glad you're on this topic because I just ended a course for the winter sessions, and because I'm concentrating on gender studies, and this course was Women Imagine Change. And in this course, they talked about women coming up throughout the centuries, okay, from all parts of the world and all different cultures, and the stories that they were sharing, you know, how they felt freedom. And the bottom line is the same thing that you're talking about. These women took their whatever and changed it around, and they empowered themselves, and they were empowered through their situations to go out and make a change. So we will spend some time. I'd like to really share some things and go over this and get some of your insight and input on it, but it was one of the most exciting, interesting subjects that I have ever studied. It was too bad that it was moving so quickly. The professor was phenomenal. And he was a man, and I'm saying, what can a man teach us about women and empowerment? But, I was set for a rude awakening. Very, very interesting class. He made it interesting. He set it up so that, you know, the participants could bond together, and we don't want to leave each other, you know. And the little shy ones that came in and were not speaking, they came alive. So and what you're saying is, as far as treating yourself and reflecting on your way to treat yourself, it's all about empowerment. And once we empower ourselves by learning how to say no and recognizing who we are and going through these daily meditations that you always give and reflecting back and writing in the journal, we can make that change. And I am so glad that this is our topic this week. And I know you've been very busy. I know the expo was happening last week, and you were up doing yoga with our a friend that was there. Can you just tell us how it was? How many people? Just briefly, because I know you're leaving for another event.
It was an amazing event. Keith Mitchell, he's an amazing individual. So humble, so down to earth. And me just watching him dealing with the youth is just amazing. Like, he was the daddy of all the youth.
Okay.
And how they would come back to him. And it's like, it was an amazing experience to see. And I say, beyond the bell, I mean, it was so many schools there. It reminded me of the LA Marathon. It was just amazing just to see all those youth and their parents and other adults were there, and the entertainment, the healing tent with the massages, the acupuncture, they had a bio stress reducer person there. I forgot what it was. But anyway, everything was there was so top-notch, and everything was free.
Okay.
It was just such amazing. You know, the vendors, it was nice. And then Ron Finley was there with his garden, teaching them how to garden.
Okay.
So it was excited. Troop Secret Group was there. One of the ex-Supreme singers, she was there. I forgot her name. But yes, it was very well put together, very exciting. I mean, it was a long day. I was there from, I would say, 7:45 to 5, almost 5:30.
Oh, my goodness.
I spent the whole day, because that's how much enriched it was. It was a really nice event, and the youth really enjoyed themselves, and Keith Mitchell did a great, excellent job to give back to the community. And And he held a yoga class on the football field, the Coliseum.
Okay.
It was amazing.
Okay.
Yeah, and
well, he's an amazing person.
He's an amazing person,
and I'm so glad he was on, and you guys made that connection, and I figured it was going to be there. But one other question, these 21 Saturdays, are you back on this Saturday?
Be back on this Saturday, and I hope to see you this Saturday.
Well, you know, we will talk about that. There is a forum going on, an educational forum that will be happening,
yeah.
And because I am, taking care of some things that I need to take care of, I have to be present at some of these. I have to find out the time. I'm hoping it's in the afternoon, but if it's in the morning, I can't hear you. I'm sorry.
Are you talking about the one at USC?
Yes, I am. You are familiar with it, right?
Yes, actually, I'm supposed to be going to that one.
Well, I think I know that you have to do the 21 Saturdays, but From what I can gather, what's going to be happening there is going to be very interesting. So I'll have to find out actually the time frame of it. Well, Stephanie, before you go, because I know you told me you only had a short while, could you give us your information of how one can contact you?
Sure. You can reach me at area code 323-605-2706, or you can email me at fashion, that's FASHIONBLYFIT 22@gmail.com, or you can visit my website at www.fashionablyfit.net.
That's correct. Okay, so I have that written down, and you know I keep my word, and when you tell me your time frame, I make sure that we stick with that. Now, next week, what will our topic be?
Well, next week we'll be going back to the beginning of the book, so for those who have not did this whole 7 weeks with us, we can start out over again, and I'm going to add a little bit more on what's going on with the 21 Saturdays.
That would work for 21 to go through, and I know that in the future, and we keep mentioning this, and I keep getting emails about it, but I cannot, you know, really answer because of your schedule, my schedule, but people want they know about the 20, they want some more of Stephanie Haynes, some more, you know, maybe not after the 21 Saturdays, we can do an indoor a retreat or indoor session and kind of like cover a lot of things, but I'm getting a lot of requests for that. So I want to talk with you about it, and also, Mr. Trace Devi, I will send you that information. I did mention all of your expertise with Mr. Devi, and he is doing this play, and it's an awesome play, and I mentioned to him you and everything that you do, so I want to connect you up with Mr. Devi. But what I will do is send you the show so you can hear what he was talking about.
Oh, great.
Yeah, because there has to. So he's getting, maybe by the end of February, they'll do a full read. It's a phenomenal play. He's a phenomenal playwright. He's very creative. He also does, I think it's Michael Jackson's tribute band. He does Michael Jackson. So he's toured all over. He's a phenomenal performer, dancer, singer, writer. You'll just love Trace. So I want to make that connection, another connection. All great spirited people must be together. And that's what we're all about here, Waking Up with Linda McShann. We believe in the tenacity, dedication, and focus on getting it out there. And I know that Mr. Keith Mitchell just handled those babies because that's what he does. And I just, you know, it was so many people out there, so much going on. And again, it was free. So for persons who missed it, they missed it. But there will be more. So, Stephanie, I'm not going to keep you. I know you have to go. I will get this information to you. Thank you. Thank you, listeners. This is Miss Stephanie Haynes, the author of The Healing of the Wound. We went over relationships tonight, and we'll start all over again next Thursday. So for those of you who don't have your workbooks, you must contact her. I'll post out her information at fashionablyfit22@gmail.com is the email. And the website is www.fashionablyfit.net. And that's from Ms. Stephanie Haynes. And the telephone number, once again, Stephanie, that they can call you directly on?
323-605-2706.
2706. For those of you out there who do not have this workbook, it will be a great investment because it's something that you can go through daily. It's great meditation. It's all the information. There is a journal book. And, you know, in order for us ladies especially to empower ourselves, we have to dig back and dig with that erotic. And when I say erotic, I like using that word because, you know, people think of it as a sexual desire, and it is in one form or another, but it's ascending to life, even in death. and it clears out the inner conflict that we have. So we have to work on ourselves, and that's for the gentlemen out there too, because we have inner conflicts and confusions going on in our lives, and we need to clear all of that out the way, and it takes everything to do it. Stephanie, thank you so much for coming on with us, and I will be speaking with you shortly.
All right, Miss Linda, you take care now.
I sure will. Have a great evening. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I stay out too late. Got nothing in my brain. That's what people say. That's what people say. I go on too many days. But I can't make them stay. At least that's
email requests, and today we're going to honor those. Our email address here at Waking Up with Linda Mac Shan is lmacknetwork@gmail.com. We honor, we take in, we just give you anything that you need out there. So we're going to go into our Magic Five because we're going to honor all of these email requests. We're cutting it short tonight because you know what? Guess what? This is the end of the winter accelerated session. There's finals due. And then next week, it starts all over again. So we scholars out here have to keep everything moving. Sometimes we have to alter stuff in order to get it going. But just to let you know how much we appreciate you here, Waking Up Linda Mac Chan, especially the person that woke me up. So now I'm waking you up, and together we're waking up the world. I was with my LP 112 Legacy Leaders for the Super Bowl party, and we had a great time. These are real leaders. And my faith-based organization, always appreciation to what keeps my life moving forward, keeps me focused and on my mission regarding my humanistic vows. So we're going to keep going here. We're going to give you a little bit about Alicia Keys. You know, the girl is on fire. And then we're going to take up our email request on Stevie. Sit back, relax. Get ready for next week, scholars. You know, we have to keep on crossing that river.
She's just a girl and she's on fire. Hotter than a fantasy.
You know, it is so important to keep the promises made to friends. This is the true meaning of friendship, to become people who can do so. However, we must first learn to keep our resolutions, the promises we have made to ourselves. And I promise myself out there to never be defeated, to never be discouraged, but to always be determined to get the job done, no matter what. Keep in mind, we are never victims. We are always victors in life. And a victor is one whose life shines with faith. Emerson once said, "That which benefits us is cheerfulness and courage, and the endeavor to realize our aspirations, to advance toward our dreams cheerfully, to courageously work toward achieving them." This is what gives sublime meaning to being valuable with our lives and teaching others to do the same. So, being that I'm a person of my word, my friend Rocio, she was on the show about 2 weeks ago. She is a 20-year-old scholar. She will be studying in Spain for a whole year. She's very, very excited to be there because she will be able to study using her own language. Right now, she's in Boston. She's going to an all-women's college. She's a very, very beautiful young lady in and out. So I am going to honor her request. Rocio loves Stevie Wonder, so we're going to give her the magic five with the Stevie here. Rocio, all of this coming is going to be for you. We love you. Much success to you, and keep up the good work. Remember, what we do, we step over the line, and we bring others with us. Let's go. Bye.
and it's all right. Think of what I'm saying. We can work it out and get it straight or say goodnight. We can work it out. We can work it out. Life is very short and there's no time for fussing and fighting, my friend. I have always thought that it's a crime. So I will ask you once again. Try to see things my way. Only time will tell if I am right or I am wrong. While you see it your way, that chances we might fall apart before too long. We can work it out. We can work it out. Our roads never cross.
One great thing about Rocio, listeners, she's young, she's traveling, but she said she wants to gain as much education and knowledge as she can get because she wants to take it back to her community. She does not ever want to forget where she came from. Rocio, that request, we took care of that, Stevie, for you. You know you must check in every quarter with me, Waking Up with Linda McShann, so that I can see that you are staying on track, and I need your encouragement to keep me on track, and we're just going to continue to wake up the world together out here. Listeners, we'll be back on Sunday. I'm trying to get the schedule for a young man. His name is Jamal. He is a mentor with the CCC program at UCLA. He's an awesome young man. He's a humble young man. I hope that he can schedule out to come on and be with us this Sunday. You know, Sundays we usually open up for families and community and information. But if this gentleman comes on, you need to get out a pencil and pad because he has a lot to give you. And you know what we believe in here? We again believe in waking up, becoming aware, think, take action. We step into our greatness and we stay there. But the good thing about us is that we bring other people with you. You know, people say, okay, you'll step over everybody. Nope. We don't believe in that. We will step over you. And while that leg is up, we reach back and pull you through. You see, we must take care of each other out here. We have to do that. Pay attention, adults. The young adults out here seeking information, we are the storytellers. You got those stories. Open up. Share with them. If there is one that you need to take to the side and talk to, do that. And, you know, we're going to leave you this evening with that thought in mind. But we're getting ready to take you somewhere because we know how to do it. And the only ticket that you have to purchase is have determination, a goal, and be fearless. You're waking up with Linda McShann. Have a great evening. We're taking you out. We're taking you there. Love you. Ow.